Hey everyone, it's Dave and welcome to this call. This is webinar number 3 in the Univera Alchemy course. I'm super excited about this topic here this evening because having an invincible vision and a purposeful why, this is the key. It's what's brought me the success that I enjoy. And in my experience, modeling the mindsets of the great achievers in relationship marketing and indeed life, that is the reason for the success, is they have a vision. They have an invincible vision. You know, I just had a chat with another one of my clients and from the UK, and she earns $1 million a month, basically, right? And she says this: I believe my success has come not only from my tenacious work ethic and my desire to achieve my dreams, but my strong ability to develop a mindset and a vision that has been programmed to believe that everything is possible. You know, and that vision and that purposeful why, she says, has enabled her to work around any challenge that's presented itself and to embrace every aspect of the business building process. And, you know, she's calling it a diamond mindset in her business as well. And, of course, if you look at anybody who is really succeeding at the higher levels in Univera, you know, you look at, again, Renee and people like that and people like Angeline, and you can see that they have more of a vision than most people, and they've got a purpose, a sense of purpose and drive behind all of that. So truly, when we talk about this why, when we talk about revisiting your why, maybe your why is financial starting out, as it was for the person I'm just after mentioning from the UK. I mean, that's what she wanted. She wanted that financial freedom, had the desire to achieve her dreams, wanted to get away from the pain of being broke and having absolutely nothing. But then it can actually develop, of course, as you move further, to wanting to make a difference. So the lady I'm talking about has made a massive difference to villages in Africa and feeding starving children and all sorts of great things like that. So it can develop over time, of course. So, you know, you've got to have that burning desire, right? And in this call, we're going to look at developing your invincible vision. We're going to look at the 7 key areas that would, for me, make up your invincible vision. And then you can look at all these areas and you can see, okay, you know what? Some areas, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 areas are going very well. You've got a strong why behind them, but maybe some other areas are lacking and you can bring them up. And it's all about, for me again, your belief, right? I mean, remember going back to the alchemy formula, the holistic belief, having that unshakable belief, having belief without any inner doubt, and Henry Ford saying, whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you're right. And that's what stops a person really achieving greatness in their lives, greatness in their finances, in their relationships, in their health, in their lifestyle, in everything, okay, is the lack of belief. So really the problem here is that people are believing, for example, that they can't do things. And this means that they have a vision with a virus. So just think of it in terms of a vision with a virus. And the solution, of course, is to switching into the mindset, to switch into the mindset believing that you can do absolutely anything. And you'll find that if you can really work around some of the limiting beliefs in some of these key areas and bring your level of belief up, right, then you're going to increase the power of your why, right, the purpose behind your why. And you're going to have that burning desire that we talk about. Because why you want to achieve the goals, right, that plays the biggest role in whether you achieve them or not. Because on days when you don't feel like doing what's required, on the days when, you know, maybe you're feeling a little bit lazy. And yes, you know what, it's okay to feel like that once in a while. But when you've got a big enough why, when that passion is stirring in your soul, right, when you really have made this commitment, this agreement with yourself, or even with somebody else, right? Maybe it could be to the people closest to you, to your family, to your children, whatever, then you're going to do whatever it takes when the times are tough. So when the why is powerful enough, when it's big enough, right, it's going to propel you to get up out of bed early and go for it. Take those actions every day, no matter what. Go the extra mile, day in, day out. And it demonstrates to the world, it demonstrates to everyone around you, to your team, how badly you want it. And throughout history, in many different areas, people have accomplished astonishing feats, miraculous things, because they had a strong purpose and a powerful why. So truly, why you want to achieve the vision and the goals within that vision is so much more important than the actual vision or the goal itself. So again, like I say, on the days when you don't feel like picking up the phone or going out and moving outside your comfort zone, right, that why is the critical factor behind you doing what the average person will not do. So they say you got to keep the dream alive, but really you've got to keep the why alive. That is your main responsibility here. And of course, when that why becomes stronger and more intense and the vision becomes invincible, the how gets easier. You're prepared to do whatever it takes. And just look at the people who've shaped history. Look at the people who are achieving great things in your business. They all have big goals, and the why behind it is massive. It's so compelling. And it virtually electrifies their mind cells, their neurons, with the purpose and the excitement. So that's what you want to have going on. That's what you want to feel when you think about your future, when you think about where you're going. Remember the saying, for lack of vision, the people perish. Well, wow, it is so true. So the burning desire, right, that you have in your gut to do what's necessary to succeed is essential. And that big, exciting vision is the fuel that fires that burning desire. So what we're going to look at here is the seven components of a vision. Now, you might come up with more, but really for me, they're the seven levels of success, that if you have all of these firing in one direction, then you're going to achieve great things. And there's going to be some areas where you're looking at your life and it's not happening. Maybe it's not happening in your relationship or in your health, okay, or in your finances right now. But remember, that's the mastery here. You have got to look at all these key areas, and instead of focusing on what's going wrong with it, you've got to just focus on the great and wonderful outcome that you want in each of these areas and bring up your level of belief and certainty right within each of these areas. Okay, and then you'll know as magic happens, because what I've found is that when I'm coaching people, if success is eluding them in their business and they're not making money, all right, then often I just had to get them to look at all these other areas where they're being distracted. And you see, if you're distracted, then your mind is not on your end vision and you're not prepared to do what it takes on a daily basis. Your values are not in alignment with your vision. And so often I just have to say to people, okay, well, what do you want in your relationships, business or personal? Well, let's focus on the ideal outcome that you want there, no matter how far away you think you are from it right now. Just focus and get clarity on all these key areas. Make sense? Okay, wonderful. So as always, feel free while you're on the call to participate, to write some of your answers in, and obviously to ask any questions that you might want as well. But I'm so excited about this area because, you know, the mastery, of course, is that there could be no or very little evidence in your life right now to support, right, the direction that you're going in and the vision that you ultimately want to create. And it was absolutely like that for me. And all I had was a vision. Even when I wanted to reinvent myself, when I had reached a certain level of success, right, in my day job, and I wanted to break free of that and do what I'm doing now in the speaking and coaching. I had no list. I had literally moved out of a relationship that I was in for 10 years, and it looked very bleak. I mean, to anyone looking at my life, there was nothing, there was no supporting evidence, right, that I was going to do what I'm doing now, that I was going to earn the money that I wanted to earn, living the wonderful places that I live, and living the lifestyle of my dreams. And all I had was a vision, and I had to look at every part of that vision and just keep refining my why. So what I'd like you to look at here is all the different areas, the seven levels of success that I have found make up an invincible vision. And let's look at any limiting beliefs surrounding each area, and let's question those beliefs. And let's put in some new beliefs here and bring up the whole quality of your vision. And you'll notice then, when you look at each of these areas, see, because often people say to me, well, I don't know what it is, my why is, because it just doesn't seem to make the hairs in the back of my neck stand up. It doesn't seem to give me the goosebumps. Okay, well, just look at each of these areas and see which one really lights you up, okay? And just see if you can bring up the excitement levels in all of the other ones, okay? And let's see where we are at the end of it. So, of course, you know, you might have a vision board resembling something like this, or obviously you put the dollars in there, right? Instead of the pound sterling. But of course, you've often heard me say the vision has got to go on the inside so that you're firing off the vision, so that you become the vision, so people meet the vision. Very interesting when I heard this, when I spoke with this client of mine who's earning the million a month. And she just said to me, you know, Dave, I mean, it was only when I had reached just the first level, the first hurdle in the business, that then I started to think, feel, and act like a diamond way ahead of achieving the goal. So I had to become the vision when there were many obstacles, when there were many challenges, when there were so many people ahead of me, when the people that I went out and talked to and approached, when they were even more successful than me, right? But the vision that I had caused them to sit up and really take notice. So the first level of success, and you could even call it, if you want, a level of wealth, right? Because finances is only one aspect of it. But for me, it's mindset. It's, you know, who do you want to become, right? In terms of mindset, what is your level of belief, your level of confidence, okay? Do you have this mindset that is one of unshakable belief that's allowing you at the moment to really go for it? So when you ask yourself in terms of mindset who you want to become or what you want to achieve in this area, who you want to grow into, okay, I saw myself. I looked around and I modeled all of these heroes of mine, Richard Branson, as you know, who I've met. Onassis was a hero in business of mine because, again, it was just, he had his magical kind of life for the most part of his life anyway. And, it was all the boldness mindset that he had. And the people, when they were in his presence, felt so good. Gandhi, of course, another hero of mine. Mandela, people like that, right? So I looked around at these role models and said, yeah, I'd love to be like that. That's the mindset that I want to have. So I want to take the best components of these people along with the who I really am, the authentic me, and I want to be able to go anywhere in the world and just by who I am in terms of the mindset that I have, be able to light up people and ignite that fire in them and create something out of nothing. So when you look at who you want to become, right, as a person and the mindset that you want to have, again, just start to take note and answer this question. Why are you committed to achieving this goal? Okay, so let's just work on that. So why? Why do you want to become this highest ideal of yourself? Maybe you want to become this great leader of great leaders. All right? So start to dwell on this. Start to focus on this. And then, in terms of who you want to grow into and the mindset that you want to have, because our mindset takes a beating, right? When you get out there with great dreams and it's not happening, and you put a lot of hard work in and it's still not happening, then I think your belief suffers, right? Your belief wavers, your confidence takes a hit. So looking at why you want to achieve this and what you want to achieve in terms of mindset, what's the major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your mindset to a whole new level or to the next level? What would that be? Okay, so if you're looking at the limiting beliefs around it, an example might be just straightforwardly, like we said at the start here, the current limiting belief around your mindset is, I don't believe I can do this. I don't believe I have what it takes. Maybe it's, I don't believe I can become a great leader. And I'd like you to rate your level of belief on a scale of 1 to 10, just as a measure of where you feel you're at, so that in your mind, you start to identify a standard, a level of belief that you need, you absolutely are committed to getting to. So is it unshakable belief? Is it very confident? Is it just average, where you're backwards and forwards? Or do you totally lack belief? Is it below average? Where are you at on a scale of 1 to 10? Just rate yourself there. And with this major limiting belief surrounding your mindset, right, and becoming that person who exudes the confidence, who has that belief, and it's just effortless for you to walk up to anyone and connect and to manifest any goal that you want, right? So the limiting beliefs that's surrounding that, ask yourself this question, you know what, is it really true? Or is it a story that I've come to believe? Because what we never really do with these limiting beliefs is we never really question them. So because we don't question them, when we start to put together our vision, right, that's where the virus creeps in, the doubt creeps in, because we've never really questioned these beliefs. So it's important that you do really question it. And I think you'll start to find in all these areas that it is truly only a story that you've come to believe and accept about yourself. That the truth is, behind that again, you really have all the potential that you'll ever need to succeed beyond your wildest expectations. And now I just want you to write down what your new belief is going to be around your mindset. So it could be something along the lines, it could be the polar opposite, of course. I have unshakable belief in all that I do. I can do anything that I put my mind to. Hey, put it in your own words, right? But what is your new belief that you want to install in terms of mindset here? So start with, my new belief is whatever it is. Okay, let's look at the second level of success. And of course, you know, call it career, business. What do you want to achieve? So in particular, in your Univera business, and, you know, you can substitute if you've got another business as well. But, you know, of course, we're focusing on your Univera business. What do you want to create here? What do you want to achieve here? You know, is it diamond? And how specific and clear are you about that in your mind? And why are you committed to achieving this goal in your business? Why do you want this so much? Is it because, well, there's a number of things. A lot of people maybe join the business because they do want financial freedom, or they want to feel fulfilled and make a difference. It can be, of course, to get away from the pain of being broke or being stuck in a corporate job for so long and not feeling like you're honoring your values. But start to really, again, wrap your mind around why, right, you are committed to achieving this goal in your Univera business. And, you know, if you've done a lot of work, and I know a lot of you have in these areas before, Hopefully you're seeing it as an opportunity to refine that why even more, to have even more clarity on your vision, because clarity truly is mastery when it comes to having an invincible vision with a powerful and strong why. Okay, so what is the major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your Univera business to the next level right now? What is that limiting belief? So that's going to be, of course, very individual for everyone listening to this. And it could be a number of things. But just identify what you think is the main one. An example could be that you don't feel like you're a great leader. Or maybe you don't feel like you're a team player. Or again, maybe you don't feel like you have what it takes at the moment to go out there and to build a team, and not only to build that team, but to keep people's heads in the game, to keep their minds on their vision, to create an excitement and an energy, because people doubt their ability, okay, to take people to where they want to go. Especially if you're not there yourself yet, right? Then part of you could say, well, I'm not there myself, so how can I expect to take other people there? But you see, that's the art, right? That is the art of visioning, to see something and hold on to something and make it more compelling and real than what you're currently seeing. So go ahead and write the number that best represents how, at the moment, you're doing with your Univera business, right? Comparing it up against where you ultimately want to be. Maybe it's diamond, blue diamond, or whatever it is for you. Are you exactly where you want to be? Are you progressing and moving towards that? Or maybe it's just way too slow, the progress that you're making. Maybe you've lost that passion. You're just going through the motions. Or you're just downright struggling. So in relation to the limiting belief that you've wrote down around you achieving the next level in your business, ask yourself the vital question, is this really true, this limiting belief, or is it just a story again that you've come to believe? So what is your new belief around your business? What do you want it to be? What do you want to install in there? So an example, again, could be my new belief around business is I'm a great leader of leaders. I can effortlessly and easily achieve this. So what is it for you? What do you want your new belief to be in and around your business? So I'll just check in while you're here. How are you doing? Are you actually following me okay? Yeah, great. Okay, number three, money. Right, and how much money do you want to make? Now, of course, a lot of people have a lot of limiting beliefs surrounding money. And personally, I was no different. Growing up, there was a lot of things going on, negative things in my household, where it was all a talk of lack of everything, how tough everything was out there, how hard it was to make money, and money doesn't grow on trees. Okay? And we grew up with these beliefs, and again, we just take that on board. So what is your relationship with money? When you think about the amount of money that you want to make, for example, every month or every year, what would excite you? And when you come up with this figure, once again, ask yourself the question, why am I committed to achieve this goal? Why? Because once again, why you achieve this goal is going to be the driving force. You know, what can you do with the money? And I think when you look at the major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your finances to the next level, if you feel like you've been stuck, do you ever notice that you're just repeating the same patterns over and over again with money because it's a very deep-rooted thing? What do you think is the limiting belief surrounding you, right, and your ability to achieve your financial goals? Is it that money doesn't grow on trees? Is it, again, that you believe that there's not enough of it to go around? Have you got guilt around it? Do you associate, you know, having money with having, you know, as some people do, having to do it dishonestly or whatever? And I think it really helps if you look at the mindset of super achievers, right, where they just have a different relationship with money. Because the truth is, our true nature is one of affluence and abundance. We really are inherently affluent. And if you apparently have no money now or little money now, or you're struggling to make ends meet, well, again, it's a mindset. The source of wealth is like the quantum field of pure intelligence. Money is energy. And the more you actually view it in this way, in my experience, the more you view it like a lot of these mind masters, right? They see it as a convenient means of keeping score. They are committed to doing what they're doing because of their love of it. And the money is like a byproduct of the whole thing. And they're very clear often about the type of money they like to make, but that's not the most important aspect of it. Right? Again, it's connecting to their why they're doing what they're doing. So what is your current belief around money? Is it that money doesn't grow on trees, that it's hard for you to make money doing what you love to do, for example? That can be a really huge thing with people. And then write the number that best represents how you're currently doing with money. Right? Are you struggling? Do you find there's no month at the end of the money? Right? Is it an average mindset around money? Or do you feel abundant and you're starting to notice the results of that? Or are you living life on your own terms, or money is not an object? So what is your new belief that you want to have around money? Something along the lines of, well, I can easily and effortlessly have financial freedom. I'm meant to have financial freedom. Abundance is our natural state. All of those type of things are really great to help you dissolve away the limiting beliefs around it and increase your level of belief. So go ahead and just get clarity on your new belief here. Okay, next component, right, next level of success for me is your health and fitness, right? What's the point of being the richest person in the graveyard? So it's really important to build this great vision where you've got a great life professionally, personally, but also to be healthy and to be strong, to enjoy your success. Like if you've stressed yourself out and you've burnt out along the way, the point where your health suffers, well, what's the point? Now, if you're even in a position right now where your health isn't great, okay, well, again, that's hard, okay, because you're focused on your current reality of that. But again, you've got to focus on the outcome that you want in terms of your health and fitness. As you know, once people lose their health, they've got nothing. And, of course, you're in the business of health and well-being, so you've got to be a product of the product. So you want to have energy. You want to have vitality. And often, you see, people feel that they have to sacrifice their health and fitness. They can't go to the gym because they've got to work really hard. So again, in your goals of health and fitness, be clear on what it is that you want there, how you want to feel on a day-to-day basis, and then, of course, ask the question, why are you committed to achieving this goal in your health and fitness? Why is it so important to you? So let's examine the major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your health and fitness to the next level. So if you look at this area, of course, maybe a major limiting belief is that, again, you're not experiencing health right now, and maybe you're experiencing some health challenges. So that's a major, of course, limitation to you achieving health and vitality. Often I hear from people where they don't feel attractive or energetic. Okay, so by the time they achieve their goal, they know they're going to be more exposed in terms of having to deliver presentations, step up on stage, a convention or whatever, and tell their story. And they can be sabotaging themselves because they don't feel like they're in great shape, or they don't feel healthy or don't feel attractive. So they stop themselves from achieving their goals. So what is your current belief in and around health and fitness? And go ahead and write down a number that best represents how you're doing in this area. Are you super vibrant with unlimited energy? Do you feel healthy and energetic most of the time? Or is it average? Is it up and down? Or have you completely let yourself go in that area because of external circumstances, pressures, stresses, finances, all that kind of stuff? So with the limiting belief you wrote down, again, ask yourself the vital question, is it really true? Question it. Or again, is it just a story that you've come to believe? And then, what is your new belief that you want to install in and around your health and fitness? It could be along the lines of, I'm healthy, vibrant, and attractive. Whatever it may be, day by day in every way, I'm becoming healthier and healthier. And you start to, you know, form a picture in your mind. When you look at your vision, you want to see who you've grown into, and you want to picture yourself healthier than ever before, looking really vibrant and youthful and rejuvenated and radiant. So, you know, again, in hypnosis, for example, they found the most lasting way of keeping weight off was having that very clear, vivid picture in your mind that you were moving towards. Okay, and then when it came to choosing, right, between junk food and healthy food, it was easier to make the right choices because that picture would pop up in your mind of where you wanted to go in the future and who you wanted to become. So what is your new belief? Okay, so the fifth area that we want to cover here is in relationships, both personal and business. You know, what are your relationship goals? And of course, this is so fundamentally important because I've met so many entrepreneurs, for example, and they say, I've got it all professionally, I've got all the accolades, but the problem is I lost my family along the way, or I don't have someone to share it with, and I don't have those conversations with the people I love most. I feel more disconnected. So you want to make sure that, again, you're building these great personal and business relationships. And I've often, I think I've mentioned this to you before, it's a huge distraction, of course, in people's lives. And I've seen people's business rocket massively forward, right, because they just got clarity in this area. They got clarity in terms of what they wanted their personal relationship to look like and become, even if the personal relationship was really negative and there was a lot of bad things happening there, often that's just poor anchoring where the people are just looking at the worst aspects of the relationship. You've just got to start to rekindle the fire in that, why they fell in love with the person in the first place, and start to picture, hold the outcome of what you wanted to achieve. And I've seen relationships completely turn around, again, just by both people starting to focus on the outcome and opening up the communication about it. And, of course, I have seen, I've seen this lots of times, but two of my most successful clients, right, kept saying to me, why am I attracting the wrong, these are two ladies, why am I attracting the wrong relationships, the wrong guys into my life? And it was a huge distraction. Their business was non-existent because of it. And I just said, okay, just write down all of the qualities that you want in a life partner. Just get very clear on this. And I said, when we had done this, I said, okay, you've wrote down the values that you wanted to be this partnership where your goals are aligned, you've got this shared vision, that you're both evolving along your path together, encouraging, supporting each other, your best friends, all this kind of stuff, right down to physically, what you want the person to look like or whatever. And it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Once you got that clarity, how quickly it happened for them. And the interesting thing was, then I said, okay, now I want you to completely let go of that. Remember the law of detachment? I want you to completely let go of it. It might happen in a few weeks. And hey, it might happen in a year. You've got to trust the universe that that person is there for you. And maybe you need to become more of the person that can attract that person that you're meant to attract. And because they let it go and then just started focusing even on their business, it wasn't long at all before they attracted the perfect relationship. So much so that I had both of these ladies stand up in front of a room full of a few hundred people and say how much their blueprints that I'd done for them had not only given them the lifestyle of their dreams because they were able to become financially free. Now, remember, I'm talking about these ladies are now earning the equivalent of $45,000, and the other one $30,000. But they both stood up and said, and Dave got us our current relationships, which is uncanny. I mean, I'm now invited to the wedding of one of these ladies next summer, and they're both in amazing relationships. And I find there's just a magic that goes with the clarity of the whole thing. Right now, and by the way, there's no difference in your business relationships. As soon as you start to clearly articulate the people that you want to work with in your team, the people that you want to attract, now I can't tell you again how important that is, because again, to the same people I said, who do you want to attract business-wise in terms of who you want to work with? And again, they'll say what most people say: fun-loving people, people who've got a track record of success, that are not going to go into meltdown as a first sign of a challenge. And they got super clear on that. and of course, there's a lot of people maybe that they have to go through to get those people. But because they had the clarity, you see, your mind will start to search for those type of people. Kind of like going to a showroom and you test drive a car and you come out after test driving it and you see the car everywhere and you say, whoa, how did that happen? You start to see the perfect people everywhere then. So you start to spot them, you start to magnetize them. So one of the ladies I'm talking about, she was able to attract a person in December who 6 months later is now earning $20,000 a month in her business. How about that? But this is not just with those two examples. I've seen it over and over and over again. So this is huge. So clarify your why in and around your personal and business relationships. Get clarity on the major limiting, and of course, when we're doing this, by the way, of course, you want to go over it again, and maybe you're listening to the recording now, and you can pause it for as long as you need and get clarity right, come back and, you know, press play and keep going. But identify the limiting belief system around you taking your relationships to the next level. In other words, what's your current limiting belief? Again, it could be, I've often heard this, right? I'm not a great mother, or I'm not a great father, husband, wife, whatever. Because people are guilty about taking so much time out to grow their business. Or you identify with the type of person who attracts the certain person who is, untrustworthy, for example. Right? If that's been your track record, then you kind of feel, well, that seems to be the person that I attract, and how can I change that? I can't see myself changing that. So I'd like you to write down the number that best represents how you're doing with personal relationships right now. Maybe it's non-existent or negative or whatever. Maybe it's stressful, or maybe it's very good. Maybe it's fulfilling on many levels. And with the limiting beliefs surrounding your personal relationship, ask yourself the vital question, is it really true, or is it just a story that I've come to believe? So what do you want your new belief to be around relationships? For example, I'm the best mother, father, husband, wife, or I'm destined to have a legendary relationship that's going to be so fulfilling on every level. Okay, what do you want that new belief to be? Write down the new belief that you want to install in there, because we're going to start to install all of these. Right? By just making it unconscious, remember? And then with your business relationships that I've mentioned there, what do you want your circle of influence to be? You see, you know, I'm going to encourage you to build a mastermind around you, a circle of inspiration, of influence, comprised of people, you know, who you want to even be more like. Start associating with more people that you want to become, for example. So you've got to, of course, remember the law of association, which I know you're familiar with, which is who you'll be 5 years from now comes down to the people that you're associating with all the time now. People's beliefs are contagious. People's thinking will rub off on you. So if you're surrounding yourself with people who are playing at mediocrity, people who don't believe in their dreams or your dreams, people who are not healthy, people who don't believe in the concept of personal responsibility, then of course that's all rubbing off on you. And you're attracting more of the same. So you really want to build that circle of influence and have people around you who you are inspired by. So again, why are you committed to achieving your circle of influence? And what are your current beliefs around business relationships? You know, what I hear a lot of is I'm intimidated by a certain type of person, right, because there are many levels ahead of me and I don't feel on an even level of vibration with them. Now, remember what I said about this $1 million a month earner, right, that I'm working with and I've worked with for many years. She had the same thoughts. Well, all these people are many levels ahead of me, but her vision enabled her to talk to anybody and then see them on the same level. So an example of a current relief, or your current belief, I should say, around business relationships could be, I don't seem to be able to attract the right people. Or again, it could be, I'm not a great leader, I'm not a team player, or people are many levels ahead of me. But once again, ask yourself, okay, is it really true that you can't attract the right people? Is it really true that you're not a great team player, a great team leader? Is it really true that you're not on a level of vibration, same level of vibration as certain business people? truth is, it's not. It's, you know, when you really examine it, when everybody takes off whatever hat they're wearing, it's one spirit to another, one human being to another, and everybody is the same underneath it all, and we all have the same insecurities and worries. So what's the level that you're at the moment in terms of your circle of influence? Are you surrounded by winners? Are you surrounded by very positive people? Or is it average? Is it mediocrity? Do you have very little support, or you're surrounded by negative people? And what do you want your new beliefs to be around your business relationships? I easily and effortlessly attract incredible people. I'm a great inspiration to all that I meet, that type of thing. But again, put it in your own wording. What will make you excited? So what is that new belief? So number six is lifestyle. Lifestyle. What are your lifestyle goals? Well, that's why you're doing what you're doing. That's why you're working so hard. You want a particular lifestyle. There's a few interesting things that you need to know about this, though. So maybe you want to travel a lot. You want to have the lifestyle of your dreams. So why are you committed to having and living this lifestyle? What's your why behind it? So lifestyle is really the dimension of your life, which is all about adventure and building this world-class lifestyle. And all those years ago, a mentor asked me a question that I'd never heard before, and that is, what is the lifestyle that you want to live, Dave? What type of home do you want to live in? What type of lifestyle do you want to live? What type of places do you want to travel to? How much time off would you like every week, every year? How much time do you want to spend with your favorite people? So what I find with lifestyle is people don't allow themselves to have any real lifestyle now. I remember coaching a person a few months ago, and, you know, she said, Dave, I really admire your lifestyle. And I said to this lady, well, you can do the same, because she was really at a really good level within the business that she was in, earning a very decent income. And she says, what do you mean? I said, well, you're not allowing yourself to enjoy even the whatever success you've achieved right now. And research shows that most people do that, and they put off their life, where they say, no, I'll celebrate when I reach this level, when I have this level of income. And then they play that game, and then they reach the level of income, and they still don't allow themselves to have a great lifestyle and to enjoy their life, because they just get into this mode, well, I have to work, 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 work. I'm not saying you don't have to work hard, but again, remember, I just talked to someone yesterday, and I said, well, you know, sure, it looks like we work hard, but to me it's not work. I know to you it's not work. As Branson said, it's all living. So what's the major limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your lifestyle to the next level? For a lot of people, it's money. But I say to you, there's loads of amazing things you can do and fun things you can do right now that are not going to cost you a lot. We just don't allow ourselves to appreciate and enjoy the journey, and you've got to do that. So remember, a current belief that I see a lot of people with is, I can't enjoy myself until I achieve X amount of money, X amount of success. And research shows that, yes, work hard, but also give yourself rewards and celebrate your successes and enjoy your lifestyle. Put yourself in situations where you enjoy it. I always loved, Onassis never wrote a book and he rarely gave interviews. But I always loved when he was questioned about the whole area of lifestyle. And he says, just do whatever you can right now to start to experience a great lifestyle. Even if you get no money, it won't stop you from frequenting the lobbies of the most spectacular hotels in town and just go sit there and immerse yourself in the opulence of it all. And then eventually you'll start to attract that because you're immersing yourself in it and enjoying it now. So what is your lifestyle like right now? I'd like you to write the number that best represents how you're doing in that area. Are you living the dream? Is it a great lifestyle that you have? Or are you saying what lifestyle? Right? So to the limiting belief again that you've wrote down, maybe again it's something like, well, I can't afford the lifestyle that I have in my mind to live. And ask yourself, well, is that really true? Or again, is it just this lie that you're telling yourself? And what can you do now to really start to embrace this lifestyle now? And what is your new belief? What is the new belief that you want to have surrounding your lifestyle? So it could be, the more I enjoy the journey, the more successful I become. And again, remember, there's a lot of research to show that when you start to really enjoy your life, even if there's a lot of negative things going on, if you start to do more things you love to do, your mind starts to relax, you start to move into flow, remember from that call that we did? And then number seven is making a difference. What legacy do you want to leave? And many people don't even want to go there because they're so stressed and feeling so negative and feeling so limited and a lot of problems and lack of money. But as soon as you start to add that into your vision, it strengthens your why, it gives you more meaning and purpose, and you start to attract more great things. So in terms of making a difference and leaving a legacy, why are you committed to achieving this goal? So ultimately, all of the other forms of success are mission critical, without a doubt. But again, at the end of the day, according to research, when people are on their deathbed, the one thing that's going to matter most is, well, have you mattered? Have you lived your life in a way that's meaningful, that's really allowed you to express the best within you and ultimately elevated and inspired the people that you met and surrounded yourself with? And have you left the world better than you found it? I mean, personally, I just see so many people who have lost their center. They've lost sight of their values, lost sight of these key fundamentals about leadership and success. And this is really one of the most important things, leveraging your days in service, adding value. And often it's the little things that you do, whether it's being positive under negative circumstances, whether it's small acts of excellence, playing in the discomfort zone rather than your comfort zone. So what's your limiting belief system that's preventing you from taking your legacy to the next level, from going out there and truly adding value? Of course, it can be limited to your beliefs, your level of belief, where you say something along the lines of, who am I to think that I can make any difference? There's so many people out there who are better than me. Well, who are you not? You've got your own journey, your own unique thing to offer the world. That's, again, no one can fill your shoes. So once again, write down the number that best represents how you're doing with making a difference. And with the limiting belief, who am I to think I can make a difference? Or whatever it is you've wrote down, ask yourself, is this really true again? Or is this a story that I've come to believe? And what do you want your new belief to be? Your new belief around making a difference. Something along the lines of, perhaps the more value I add, the more successful I become, the more fulfilled I am. Or every day I feel massively on purpose and laser focused in all that I do, that type of thing. So write down your new belief around this area. And then stepping back and looking at all of this, which are the areas that light you up the most? Or maybe it's a combination of all of it. And I would suggest that you add in the belief that you can have it all, that you're meant to have it all, and the universe wants you to have it all, because that is my experience. A lot of people believe that they can't have it all, that they have to sacrifice one thing for another, that if they want to make money, their relationship has to suffer, or their health has to suffer, or they can't be happy now. But my understanding is that's a mindset. Remember, if you can believe you can do a thing you can't, you're right. So if you can believe you can have it all, then you're right, you can. If you believe you can't have it all, then unfortunately you're right as well. So let's go through the invincible vision process. And I just want you to think in terms of, well, as well of having a vision that is so exciting, that excites all of your mind cells, that all of the neurons are being filled up with passion when you think of this vision that you're moving into. And something marvelous happens when you bring up that level of excitement. What I find happens is the turbo boost, the turbo power kicks in. It's like your own spirit comes into action, which normally can't come into action because your vision has a virus. Now, if you've never seen this happen, it is electrifying. If you've never experienced it, it's something that totally inspires and excites everyone around you. It drives you. You're overflowing with life and positivity, and you actually activate spiritual laws. It makes you more one-directional. It makes you more focused. So I love talking about this area because, for me, this is the area that has shaped history, that has caused people to do the impossible. It's caused the inventions that we see around us today. You know, just think about even the airplane and the Wright brothers suddenly just having the belief, you know what, we can fly, we're going to do it, and making it a reality, defying all the naysayers. It's miraculous what can happen when you bring up your belief to the level where you can believe that you can do anything and everything. And going back to the person I talked about at the start, who's earning $1 million a month, that's what she believed. She wrapped her whole mind around the fact that she could have anything and everything. So let's have fun with this and immerse yourself in your big vision. And we'll check in and see how you are afterwards. Okay, so go ahead now and close your eyes. Sorry about that. I'll start it again, I guess. So go ahead now and do close your eyes and allow yourself to relax completely. And we're going to do this wonderfully creative process that is your invincible vision and incorporating your purposeful why into it. And every time you listen to this, you'll find that you have more clarity on your vision. You feel like more of a sense of purpose in all the key areas. and the vision will stand out boldly in your mind, driving you, inspiring you, motivating you to really go for it more and more day by day in every way. So remember the saying, whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you are right. And commit to having the belief that you can have it all, you're meant to have it all, the universe wants you to have it all. And day by day in every way, you're going to have more and more of that burning desire that just ignites that passion, that allows you to have that powerful why. So just imagine the highest ideal of yourself standing in front of you, who's got an invincible vision that's virus-free, and you really have ignited that turbo boost inside of you. So in the area of mindset, just notice who you've grown into. Remind yourself of your why around your mindset. And embrace the new belief that you have, that you wrote down about your new mindset. And maybe it is along the lines of you can do anything that you put your mind to. But just bring up that belief in your mind and see your level of belief going all the way up to a 10 on the scale to a level of unshakable belief. Bring to mind the result you want to achieve in your business. What is that? Why are you committed to achieving your business goal? Feel what it's like to tower over any limiting beliefs around it. And be aware of the new belief that you have surrounding your business success. And picture that scale where you're going all the way up to a 10 on the business scale, where you're exactly where you want to be in your business. What does that look like? How does that feel? How excited does it make you feel? That's really great. And now zone in on the area of money. So how much money do you want to make? What does financial freedom look to you? What does it look like? And why are you committed to achieving this monetary goal? What will it allow you to do? Remember, when you look at the mindsets of the super achievers who shape our world, especially the business leaders, they often do what they do for its own sake. And the money is a convenient means of keeping score. So I want you to identify the new belief that you have now around money. But I want you to feel it, that you really can easily and effortlessly have financial freedom, that you're meant to achieve financial freedom, that abundance is your natural state. And on a scale of 1 to 10, in your ability to manifest what you want and have as much money as you like, and in your relationship with money, bring it all the way up to a 10, picture it going all the way up on the scale to a 10, where you're absolutely living life on your own terms, because you no longer have to worry about money. How amazing does that feel? Well, this is who you really are. And now zero in on the area of health and fitness. What are your health and fitness goals? When you think about your invincible vision and where you're going to be in the future, who have you grown into in terms of health and fitness? picture yourself as the healthiest that you've ever been, in the best shape of your life. Why are you committed to achieving this goal? I want you to imagine being filled up with energy, having unlimited energy to do all the things that you want to do in your life. But it's because you're doing all the things you want to do in your life that you have even so much energy. So what you're doing on a day-to-day basis, even now, energizes you. I want you to hear people saying, "Whoa, you look amazing. Where do you get your energy from? I want some of that." So be aware of the new belief that you want to install in and around health and fitness. And let it just flood your consciousness now and take root at the unconscious level just by immersing yourself in this blueprint. On a scale of 1 to 10, see your level of health and fitness going all the way up to a 10, where you have super vibrant, unlimited health and energy in all that you do. You really are a product of the product. And now bring to mind your relationships. And let's zone in on your personal relationships. What are your goals in the area of personal relationship? Why are you committed to achieving this goal? What type of relationship do you want to have moving forward? Go ahead and get a very clear picture of what that looks like and how that feels. And bring your level of personal relationship right up to a 10 on the scale, where you just feel fulfilled on every level. Feel how wonderful that feels. So what is that new belief that you have with regards to your personal relationship? And now think of your circle of influence. The people that you want to spend the most time with, where you're surrounded by those winners, those people who are of like mind. Maybe there are many levels ahead of you, and they cause you to come up to that level. So why are you committed to achieving this goal in terms of your business relationships? What are the people that you want to attract into your team, into your life in business? Picture those people very clearly in your mind. See the qualities and characteristics that they have. Those fun-loving people who have that vision for the future, that similar vision to you. They're a joy to work with. Notice anything else you notice as you magnetize these people towards you, even as we speak. So what is your new belief about these business relationships? And now identify your lifestyle goals. What does your ideal life and lifestyle look like, and why are you committed to achieving this lifestyle? So get a very clear picture as you immerse yourself in this wonderful scene of what that looks like, what that feels like. Turn up the level of brightness. Amplify all the positive feelings in and around your lifestyle. And on a scale of 1 to 10, bring it all the way up to a 10. feel how wonderful it feels to be living your dream. Because that's what you're meant to do. It's who you really are. What is your new belief around lifestyle? Notice how you can start enjoying the journey right now. You can start to experience something of that lifestyle now. Every single day, every single week. The more you enjoy the journey, the more successful you become. The more you attract more great things. And finally, what's the difference that you're making out there in the world? What legacy do you want to leave? Get a clear picture of what that looks like in your mind, why you're committed to achieving this goal, and identify your new belief around this area. Something that allows you to feel more on purpose, that's really meaningful to you, that drives you where normally you would have given up. That's really great. And for the last few moments now, I want you to pull it all together and step out into your life, into your future, where you've achieved your invincible vision. That's right, where all the components have come together and you have it all. You're living life on your own terms. You really are living the lifestyle of your dreams. You become this person who has unshakable belief, this great leader, your master of your mind. You believe you can do anything. You've achieved all your goals in business beyond your wildest expectations. See what your business looks like, what your team looks like, who you've grown into as a result, the type of people you've attracted, and having the financial freedom to go with it. See this vision, make it bigger and brighter and more colorful. You have the perfect relationships, personal and business. It's exactly what you want, and you're healthier than ever before, happier than ever before, healthy, wealthy, wise, and you're surrounded by the right people, and it allows you to do anything that you want, to overcome any negativity, because you can feel that vision today, tomorrow, and every day driving you, inspiring you, motivating you, because your why is powerful. It allows you to make the obstacles invisible and to really go for it. So feeling excited, always ready for action, go ahead and open your eyes. Okay, so there we have it, folks. That's your invincible vision. For me, it's one of the, if not the secret of success. It really is. Because once you have that, everything follows, right? And it's something that you keep working on. And once you install it, once you imprint the vision, then my experience is you'll be able to achieve absolutely anything and everything. And it's just fabulous. You'll just notice that miracles can happen. And all I'll say to you is it's worth your while to really go into this for as long as is necessary so that you can install the vision and master this. And if you do, I assure you, life will never be the same. And I mean that in the best possible way. And notice that, you know, when you step back, it really is the hero's journey. When you look at your life and you see there's all sorts of tests and trials and challenges, but ultimately we're meant to succeed. Ultimately, if you see the path of success for anybody, right, it's pretty much always the same. We all have to overcome our own personal challenges right, along our journey. And once you can see this and just keep going no matter what, step back from the screen, look at the big picture, answer your call to adventure, then there's no question that you will succeed. And, you know, really tell your story. Okay, so just like I said, question everything there in terms of any limiting beliefs that come up. Rewrite your story. Rescript those limiting beliefs. Because ultimately, your story is going to inspire so many people. So I will leave you with, again, a quote from one of my favorite heroes, and that is Gandhi. He said, tell your story, because every moment of your life is infinitely creative. Sharing that makes you more human and thus connects you further to all of humanity. As always, make it a great rest of the day wherever you are, a phenomenal week, and we are going to talk very soon. So bye for now, and I look forward to hearing about your results, of course.